Patrolman Mancuso thanked the woman's voice and walked into the dank alley. In the backyard, he found Mrs. Riley hanging a spotted and yellowed sheet on a line that ran through the bare fig trees.
"Oh, it's you!"
Mrs. Riley said after a moment. She had almost started to scream when she saw the man with the red beard appear in her yard.
"How are you doing, Mr. Mancuso? What them people said?"
She stepped cautiously over the broken brick paving in her brown felt moccasins.
"Come on in the house and we'll have us a nice cup of coffee."
The kitchen was a large, high-ceilinged room, the largest in the house, and it smelled of coffee and old newspapers. Like every room in the house, it was dark. The greasy wallpaper and brown wooden moldings would have transformed any light into gloom, and from the alley, very little light filtered in anyway. Although the interiors of homes did not interest Patrolman Mancuso, still he did notice, as anyone would have, the antique stove with a high oven and the refrigerator with a cylindrical motor on top. Thinking of the electric fryers, gas dryers, mechanical mixers and beaters, waffle plates and motorized rotisseries that seemed to always be whirring, grinding, beating, cooling, hissing and broiling in the lunar kitchen of his wife, Rita, he wondered what Mrs. Riley did in this sparse room. Whenever a new appliance was advertised on television, Mrs. Mancuso bought it, no matter how obscure its uses were.
"Now tell me what the man said."
Mrs. Riley began boiling a pot of milk on her Edwardian gas stove.
"How much I gotta pay? You told him I was a poor widow with a child to support, huh?"
"Yeah, I told him that,"
Patrolman Mancuso said, sitting erectly in his chair and looking hopefully at the kitchen table covered with oilcloth.
"Do you mind if I put my beard on the table? It's kinda hot in here and it's sticking my face."
"Sure, go ahead, babe. Here, have a nice jelly donut. I just bought them fresh this morning over by Magazine Street. Ignatia says to me this morning, 'Mama, I sure feel like a jelly donut.' You know. So I went over by the joyman and bought him 2 dozen. Look, they got a few left."
She offered Patrolman Mancuso a torn and oily cake box that looked as if it had been subjected to unusual abuse during someone's attempt to take all of the donuts at once. At the bottom of the box, Patrolman Mancuso found 2 withered pieces of donut, out of which, judging by their moist edges, the jelly had been sucked.
"Thank you anyway, Miss Riley. I had me a big lunch."
"Aw, ain't that a shame?"
She filled 2 cups half full with thick, cold coffee and poured the boiling milk in up to the rim.
"Ignatius loves his donuts. He says to me, 'Mama, I love my donuts.'